This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters in Islam, my message with you today is a brief message about the importance of tarbiyah in Islam. What is a tarbiyah? What is nurturing and raising children? What does that mean? And how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practice this during his life? First and foremost, my brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever observes this worldly life that we live in will realize that we live in a very dark world. There are many sins and fitan and corruption and injustice and oppression and so on. And all of these shades of darkness is because of ignorance. People are ignorant about Allah, or they have forgotten about Allah and the beautiful message of Islam. And the only way to eliminate this darkness and remove this darkness and bring peace and goodness on earth is by knowledge, to spread knowledge. And the most effective way of spreading knowledge is through at-tarbiyah, nurturing and raising children. This is the first point, and this is why at-tarbiyah is important. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, the second reason for why it's important is because this is the instruction of every prophet to his nation. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would instruct his people to be murabbiyin, to be people that engage in the practice of tarbiyah. Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran, he said, "Walakin kunu rabbaniyin bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab wa bima kuntum tadrusun." Every prophet would say to his people, "Kunu rabbaniyin, be pious, righteous scholars. Be murabbin, look after others and nurture others and teach them the message of Allah. Bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab, because of what you teach of the scripture. Wa bima kuntum tadrusun, and because of what you have learnt and understood and memorized from the scripture." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding his ummah to be murabbin, to be teachers of good, because of this Quran and what we've learned of it and what we teach of it. And what we learn from this ayah is that when you teach the message of Islam and ayat from the Quran, then this is what tarbiyah is. And every knowledge and every teaching that is far away from the Quran and Islam, this is not tarbiyah. And so this is why it is important for us to take this matter seriously and to be murabbin, because this is what the prophets wanted from their people, and this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted from us. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest murabbi, he was the greatest teacher. He raised a generation upon la ilaha illallah, and the effects of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tarbiyah is with us until this very day. The only reason for why we are still Muslims is because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took great responsibility with his job of being a murabbi for the members of this ummah. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to share with you what is the difference between at-tarbiyah and at-ta'lim. Here, this is often where people become confused. At-ta'lim is to teach. Simply, you take information and you teach it to someone and you move away from him. Perhaps you'll see him again, perhaps you'll never see him again. That's what at-ta'lim is. But at-tarbiyah is different. At-tarbiyah is more than teaching and educating. At-tarbiyah is to teach and to educate and to provide and to support and to give advice and to guide and to comfort these children. To comfort them, to guide them, to give them advice, to correct them when they make a mistake. At-tarbiyah is a very long process. The word at-tarbiyah comes from the word rabba, and it also gives the word murabba. You know, Jam in the Arabic language is called murabba. Jam, this is what jam is called in Arabic. It shares the same word as rabba, as tarbiyah. Why? Because in order to make jam, it takes a very long process. You first need to harvest the fruit, then you cook this fruit until it softens, then you put it in containers with sugar, whatever it is, and then it sits in the cupboard for a very long time. Then it becomes jam that is good quality and good tasting. And so the murabbi, this is the job of a murabbi. It requires a lot of patience, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and there's lots of responsibility involved. This is what a murabbi is, right? And so if we looked into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll find tons and tons of examples of how he was a murabbi. So for example, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, he said to me, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he is riding behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a camel. See, this is what a murabbi does. He accompanies these children wherever they are. And he takes opportunities during the day and the night to teach them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Young boy, I want to teach you a few words. And he teaches him some words of goodness. And then Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, this is another instant. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took by my hand one day and he said to me, Inni uhibbuk, I love you. So don't forget to say after every salat, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. See this? This is tarbiyah. In another instance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Ibn Mas'ud, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me at tashahud, at tahiyatu lillah, the one that we say at the end of the salat. وَكَفُّهُ بَيْنَ كَفِّي And his hand is in between my hands. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم took by the hand of Ibn Mas'ud and he taught him. See these little touches and these little physical interactions. This is also part of التربيه. Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم once he would come to him and as Ibn Umar said أخذ بمنكبي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم held by his منكب and he said to him كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ Be in this worldly life as a stranger or a traveler. Allahu Akbar. Usama رضي الله عنه. He also says that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم put me behind him on his camel. When Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم used to encourage the companions to pray at night, this is all part of at-tarbiyah. He would say to Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, نعم الرجل عبد الله لو كان يصلي من الليل. How excellent is this boy, Abdullah, had he only prayed at night. And then Ibn Umar said, I never missed the night prayer afterwards ever again. See how effective at-tarbiyah is. Look, Ibn Umar now is praying all the nights just because of this word the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. This is at-tarbiyah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he hugged me. And he said, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab. Oh Allah, teach him the book. These are practical methods in how you become a good murabbi. And the greatest and the main quality of a murabbi is kindness and care and compassion and softness. This is the greatest quality of the murabbi. Just like the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Allah azza wa jal describes the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ Towards the believers, he was compassionate, he was merciful. Naam. So this is the main quality. When Nabi, Allah Azza wa Jal, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقُ Allah Azza wa Jal, he loves kindness and compassion. وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ And he will give better results when a person is compassionate more than if a person was violent and rough and stubborn. So this is what at-tarbiyah is. It's a complete package. You're looking after these children during school times. If you're able to remain in contact with them outside school times, if you're able to provide them with advice, you're able to teach them something about their health, about their wealth, about their education, whatever it is in life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once There was a young boy, his name is Umar ibn Abi Salama. He was eating from the plate everywhere. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Ya ghulam, boy, sammi Allah, say bismillah. وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ and eat from your with your right hand. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ and eat what's in front of you. You see, this is tarbiyah. This is knowledge about food, how to eat food, the manners and etiquette of food. Yet even that, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach him. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Islam, I share with you five matters in order for us to raise children to be future leaders. Number one, always seek advice of these children. Yes, seek their advice. Even though you might not take by their advice, but seek advice from them. This will allow them to mature and grow quicker. That's number one. Number two, don't ever criticize these children after they acknowledge the wrong that they had done. Rather, praise them for acknowledging their wrong and then correct them afterwards. That's what a murabbi is, and that's how we're going to raise a future generation of leaders. Number three, mention their talents in front of others. Yani just like the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did with Salim, Mawla Abi Hudhayfa, he has a beautiful voice in the Quran. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say in a gathering with the companions, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ja'ala fi ummati mithla hadha. He said, all praise belongs to Allah that he made this person from among my ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised this young boy for the talent of having a beautiful voice in the Quran. So praise and mention the talents of these children in front of the other students. Number four, give the children responsibilities. That way they will mature and bi-ithnillahi ta'ala they will learn what responsibility means. Doesn't matter if they do wrong, you correct them along the way and guide them. And number five, encourage the students to help others, because a great murabbi is the one who helps others, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He helped every single person in this ummah, Allahu Akbar. And we are benefiting from his help until this very day. So encourage these children to help others. Wallahu a'lam, this is what I wanted to share with you. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He bless you all and that He accept all your efforts and multiply your efforts and your reward. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He protect you all and protect all these children. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ